Hey, Cleaning Nation, ever listen to the show and think, if I could just get this guy to help me out, I would save so much time and frustration, or my life would be awesome if I could just get a few of these systems they're actually talking about actually implemented in my business? Well, if that's you, I've got some spectacular news. I am hosting our first ever live event. We are personally going to walk through the Clean Profit Method with no more than 16 owners and cleaning companies in just 2.5 days. I cannot wait to get to know you and your business personally and implement the entire Clean Profit Method together. If this is scratching where you itch, stop watching or listening to the show right now and go to growmycleaningcompany.com/live to get all the details. Like I said, I can't wait to get to know you and your business personally and implement the entire Clean Profit Method. growmycleaningcompany.com/live. Check it out now. I'll see you soon. Cleaning Nation, welcome to Flat Out Cleaning Awesomeness. As always, I want to start the show by telling you how amazing you are for sharing the show, subscribing, rating, and reviewing on iTunes, and just being delightful human beings that I get to work with and serve on a daily basis. Thank you, thank you, thank you. If you have left a review, I always want to give a personal thank you and a shout out. If you have, just join our, if you're not already a member of our free Facebook group, join that. Tag me in a comment that you left a review so I can figure out something amazing to do for you and thank you as a loyal member of Cleaning Nation. And as always, if you want the latest and greatest, everything you need to know, my 20 years of experience of how to build a cleaning company, get the time and financial freedom that probably got you into this business, it is all at growmycleaningcompany.com. Join the Facebook group. Check it out. growmycleaningcompany.com. Today, we are chatting with William Brooks from Sanitations Unlimited. Sanitations Unlimited serves the Charlotte area for the last 14 years. If you want to reach out to William and his team, you can get a hold of him at www.sanitationsunlimited.com. William, so glad to have you on the show, my friend.
Hey, man. How's it going, man? Hello, Cleaning Nation.
Love this guy. We were talking a little bit beforehand. He's telling how he's just, he's like, man, I feel like I know you. I've been absorbing the show, binge listening to the whole thing. And those are my favorite people in the world because we can kind of nerd out together. Honored to have you on the show, my friend.
I appreciate it, man. I feel like I can actually finish 90% of your sentences before you do.
Well, good. If you get good enough, I'll just relax and let you. I work too hard. I'd be happy to have one of you guys do the coaching, and I'll just stand back and give you a thumbs up and applaud every now and again.
No. We need you, man. We need you. Trust me. All right. I'll speak for everyone. We need you.
I'll keep fighting the good fight. So, actually, tell us a little bit about how you got in the business. I always love hearing how you found Cleaning Nation, and then, of course, what I can do to help you today. Go.
Well, I started the company because I was a lazy college student, and I decided that I would like to get into the cleaning industry because I was taking small business administration at Central Piedmont College, and there was a thing to where we had to do a factual business model, and I found out that janitorial owners made $50,000 a year back then. But if they didn't tell you that you worked 1,018,000 hours for that 50 grand and you didn't see your family and you usually didn't eat because nobody paid on time. So, and that's 14 years ago, of course, but, that's kind of how I got into the business.
William, that is today, depending on a lot, that's how I find a lot of my students kind of in that place. So I want to encourage, not just you, William, but Cleaning Nation. That's not a time thing. Like it used to be that way then. And now it's not. It is a how you manage your business thing. If there are a lot, I deal with a lot of people in 2018 that are still living that nightmare. The good news is you don't have to. It is absolutely, we have the tools. It is possible to enjoy the business, have time with your family, make a very, very good living, all that good stuff. So I just want to encourage, I think William knows it, but I just want to encourage you, Cleaning Nation, that it can definitely be that way, but it doesn't have to be. All right. Sorry, I interrupted you because you got me excited. You keep right on going, buddy.
No, no worries, man. No worries. I was just going to say, just to piggyback on what you said, you definitely don't have to live that way. If you get some systems in place and you have some of the greatest systems I've seen in the industry for the past 14 years, if you get some of those systems in place and implement some of those and just work through it, man, it will change your company's life. And I say that wholeheartedly, experienced it, been there, done that, got the t-shirt. But that's about it, man. That's how I got into the business, and I decided that I liked it, or either I was just too ignorant to stop. And here we are, 14 years later, you know, we're overnight success.
That's my new favorite thing. I loved it, or maybe I was just too dumb to figure it out. I don't know, but either way, here I am. That's great. That's fantastic.
Ignorance is bliss, man. So,
so how did you did you get into our little into the Cleaning Nation universe?
Well, I'm a big YouTube fan, so I was always YouTube, and I'm a big Dave Ramsey fan, right? So always YouTube Dave, motivational speakers, Les Brown, Eric Thomas, Tony Robbins.
I'm just happy to be mentioned in the same sentence as any of those guys. Love Les Brown, love Dave Ramsey, love Tony Robbins. I don't think I deserve to be in that group, but I'll take it. Go right ahead, buddy.
Oh, man, no, you definitely do. You put in your work, man. People don't know. They may think you're an overnight success too, but you put in your time. You put in your work. I was YouTubing, and one day I saw something that said, grow my cleaning company. And I was like, well, this is weird. This might be a sign from God. I have a cleaning company. I would like to know how to grow it. You know, you can never stop expanding. So I said, let me indulge. And I got into it, and I drank the Kool-Aid, man. I looked up, and 2 hours later, I'd been staring at my phone. And I'm like, this guy Mike here, man, I know him. Like, me and Mike are like kindred spirits, you know, like... Like this guy is phenomenal. I told my wife, I said, if we have another kid, I'm gonna name him Mike. I am, you know.
I sure hope it's a daughter. I'm just saying. I hope it's a girl.
Well, God has blessed me with two beautiful daughters, and I think we're done. Actually, my age, you don't tend to try to have any more after this age.
Yeah, I'm for me anyway. I'm 44, and I got a little 2-year-old running around like a crazy person. So, and I know that
you're 44.
Yes, sir. I proved it on my driver's license.
Hair?
I got white. It's coming. I don't know. My wife points it out. She'll pull it out of my eyebrows and make me feel She's the worst.
Man, keep fighting a good fight, man. For us that stress with the that haven't implemented your systems and stuff, we got a little bit more gray hair just from the stress of the industry, right?
Hey, I've always told I have a deal with God. I said, hey, as long as I can keep my hair, you turn it any color you want. Just don't let it fall out. So far, so good. I don't know how long he's going to honor that, but I'm happy now.
Oh,
so.
Man.
All right, well, cool. What's going on in your world right now that I can help you with, my friend?
Well, as the business is growing, I'm trying to start delegating, I want to say. And I delegate, but I'm not the best at it. So some of the things that I think in your terms you would say low pay jobs, like the scheduling and even the billing sometimes, and the just reaching out to a cold calling, reaching out to, you know, new clients and stuff like that, following up with the clients that we've done the deep detail, the initial cleanings and stuff. In that process, I said, you know, there's only 24 hours in a day. And like I said, I do have a family. And with my team, I have a 7-person team. We have 7 team members. And I decided to hire an assistant. Well, my assistant is, so if it's 9 a.m. over here, this is Eastern time, right? I'm in North Carolina. If it's 9 a.m. over here. Where she's located, it is 9 p.m.
Okay.
Well, she works for us from 9 a.m. our time until 5 p.m. our time, right? So it's like a third shift job for her over there. I was called, well, I say, you know, I'm a Christian, first and foremost. I don't know if that makes a difference, but me and my wife were just wondering, is this ethical based on what we pay? Because once you break it down, for us, it's about $32 a day, right? So it's like $160 a month that we're paying, and that's not a living wage over here. You know, I mean, that's $4 an hour.
What country is she in?
She's in the Philippines.
Okay.
I would be lying to you if I told you the exact country, but she's in the Philippines.
Okay. So
speaks great English, by the way.
I've got a ton to say.
English than me. our grammar's way better than mine. I'm a little southern. So,
I like that. So, way better than mine. I always fall for that southern accent. That's my favorite. I like this. Like, I'm born here. She speaks better than I do. I have so much to unpack because you said a bunch of things, and I'm definitely going to answer your question. But first and foremost, Cleaning Nation, don't miss that. For everyone going, there's so much. I really, 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 first and foremost, when I start with my one-on-one clients, the biggest thing is how well do you control your time? How much time do you spend doing $1,000 an hour work, which is creating systems, building community, versus $100 an hour work, which is selling accounts and kind of managing people sometimes, depending? And how much of your time do you spend doing $10 an hour work, which is things like cleaning, driving, picking up laundry, buying supplies, answering the phone, that sort of nonsense? And there's two ways you can get out of doing the $10 an hour work into the $100 and $1,000 an hour work. One is automate it with a system, which I'm a huge fan of, right? When you can automate it, for crying out loud, automate it, because systems, a good system is going to work better than a human, right? Humans make mistakes, have bad days, good days, all sorts of stuff. But a system is going to work usually every time the same way, right? Like a perfect sales letter is going to say the exact same thing in the exact right way every time, 1,000% of the time, whereas you send out a salesperson, sometimes he goes, sometimes he doesn't, sometimes he's sick, sometimes he's mad at his wife, blah, 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 blah. So when you can, systematize it. When you can't, you have to hire somebody else. And my least favorite thing is, well, I don't have the money. I can't afford it. What that really means is you're not, either the work isn't important, right? Because if you really can't afford it, that means it's not bringing enough value into the world to pay somebody else to do it, right? Or could be both of these, you've just not been committed to it. So I like that William's like, man, maybe I'm not good enough at managing people to squeeze, you know, $2,000-$3,000 a month, whatever an assistant might cost in the States, out of them. Maybe I'm not that efficient, or maybe I don't have that much of a need, or maybe for whatever reason, I need help and I know that I'm doing too much $10 an hour work. But for me, it doesn't make sense to hire someone in the States or someone for, you know, $10 an hour. I love that you didn't just give up and you found a solution for that. So that's the first and foremost thing. Anyone that's not immediately going, wait a second, I am doing $10 an hour work and I thought I couldn't afford someone. And now I just heard that someone can be done for, you know, someone can be had that speaks excellent English for $4 an hour. Anyone that hasn't written that down on their to-do list, you're missing the whole point of listening to these podcasts. That's a huge win. Be like William and do that. I can't emphasize that enough. That's the first thing. And I know you didn't ask that question, but I didn't want Cleaning Nation to miss out on that. Second thing is,
that's great.
Let's get right to the, one extra kind of thing, because I've done some of this. I want to give feedback. Philippines are my favorite for these types of folks. I've worked with Pakistan, India, whereas there's two or three other countries. And I've found that Filipinos are extremely loyal. It can take a little longer to teach them, sometimes because of the language barrier, just because of their background. It's harder for them to learn, or you have to be much more patient for them. But once you get them spooled up and ready to go, good Lord, they are loyal, they're kind, they're nice people, and they're probably my favorite. So if I was going to pick a country to say to kind of focus on for subbing out this kind of work, I would start at the Philippines. All right, those are the two questions you didn't ask. Now I'm going to assume that you'd still like the answer to the question you did ask, which, hey, is this moral? Fair? Any questions or thoughts or feedback on anything we've said so far?
No, man, this is all great content. I just wish I could write faster, but go ahead.
If only we could record this somehow so you could listen to it again in the future. No, I'm just kidding.
It's funny. I told myself that before I started. I said, this is recorded. I've heard him tell numerous people this.
So yeah, everybody does the same thing. But, and if it makes you feel better, take notes. God bless you. Take some notes. But we are recording, so don't stress out. Enjoy our time. Without having to worry about the notes. So, big disclaimer. I am by no means the arbiter of morality. Just like my new friend William said here, I'm a Christian as well, and I'm absolutely the final authority on all this, as far as I'm concerned, is God, and he explains how everything kind of works in the Bible. So that said, I can only give you my interpretation of how this question would be in the context of my biblical background. Is that an okay foundation to build on?
I think so, yes.
Okay, cool. So anyone out there that goes, I'm diametrically opposed to the Bible and I think it's full of, you know, it's bunk, this answer probably won't serve you very well. But for the rest of you that are okay with that foundation, we'll move on. So from my perspective of just what I know in terms of business, what I know in terms of fair play, and certainly what I know from the biblical morality that I do my best to abide by, I look at any sort of deal as, is there any coercion or is there any taking advantage of? So if you lied to her and told her you are going to get paid this amount, and then you changed the deal on her and said, nope, it's actually that amount, that would be out of bounds for me. If you change the scope of work, I'm going to ask you to do this, and then you add or do a bunch of extra stuff, unless she was okay with it, that would be a problem. But if you told her up front, I will give you, that's why I get frustrated and I don't want to get political, but like, you know, the minimum wage and all this sort of stuff. I don't like the government getting in the middle of, if I want to pay Deshaun a nickel to come help me move and he's fine doing it for a nickel and I don't have a gun to his head, I'm not lying or tricking him anyway. I don't know if the government needs to get in the middle and be like, no, you, Deshaun needs at least X amount of dollars, right? Like if Deshaun thinks it's cool and I think it's cool, yeah, then God bless it, it's cool. So I'm assuming this woman is probably really appreciative of this job. Is she not?
Super appreciative, man.
Yeah. So I think if she was on this podcast and I said, what's her name?
Elena.
Elena, is William taking advantage of you? Is he screwing you? She'd be like, oh my gosh, no, I'm so appreciative of this job. And I know the culture down there. A lot of times it is a bit of a badge of honor to work for America. They feel like that. And I'm not trying to make any judgments or say anything. I'm just telling you that's the experience I've had, is they like working for American companies and they're proud to. So if she's happy with the deal, and again, you could be like, well, it's no good. I need to pay $10 an hour, but then maybe you couldn't afford her. You wouldn't hire her. So as long as she's happy with the deal, she feels like you're taking good care of her. You are showing her appreciation and paying her what you told her you would pay her. If at some point you want to give her a bonus, and again, I don't like giving a ton of money to kind of make the relationship wonky, right? If she makes $4 an hour, you give her a $1,000 bonus, her head's going to explode. That's going to taint the relationship.
Yeah, exactly.
But you know, if you want to give her a performance bonus or just a thank you bonus or do other things to make her feel special and show her how much you love her or appreciate her, I think all that's appropriate. But to just kind of unilaterally say, I don't think it's fair and you need this or you need that, if she thinks $4 an hour is fair, and not just fair, but appreciative, and it's changing her life and making her life better, instead of paying her $8 an hour, I just as soon see you pay two people $4 an hour. Two families get the benefit of the money coming their way. You're able to get double the work done and serve your community better. So I don't like the whole, again, with the minimum wage, it's like, well, you know, it's worth, to me, and I'm just making this up, but say I own a McDonald's and it's worth $8 an hour for you to, you know, push the button that looks like the hamburger that the customer says, take that hamburger, put it in a bag and hand it and say, thank you. To me, that might only be worth $8, right? And if someone says you got to pay 15, but they're not bringing $15 worth of value. So I would rather...
I completely agree.
Yeah, so I would rather find... And if in $8 an hour, I can hire twice as many people and serve twice as many burgers, hopefully bring twice as much value to my community. So for you, your job is to certainly be fair to everybody that works. And if you paid someone here $4 an hour, that wouldn't be fair. But in Philippines, especially if she appreciates it, it's totally fair. And I'd rather see you leverage the resources that your customers have trusted you with, right? Because anytime you guys give me money, you're trusting me to, you know, not go out and, you know, start a pornography ring with it or something crazy, but mm-hmm. hopefully use some of those resources to put back into the community, right, and put back into you guys and bringing better stuff. So same with you. Instead of just overpaying this person because you feel like they need it, I'd rather see you take the value that she brings to your community and leverage it. And if you have extra money, then hire more of her to bring more value to your community. So I'm looking to up the value as opposed to just arbitrarily give people more money that they may or may not be earning. Thoughts, questions, comments, rude remarks?
No, that's a great idea, though. That you really just hit the nail on the head, Mike. I do have one question. When are you going to put in your bid for president?
You know what? I would not only do I know that I wouldn't be up for the task, but I know that I could never. Good Lord. I believe what I believe, and I just say it clearly, and so many people would hate me right off the bat when I just said, nope, I believe this is wrong. I always have, and I'll never change. Everybody would hate my guts.
You have more people on your side than I think you even know, man. You have some awesome views, though, dude. You really do. You have some great knowledge.
I appreciate it, and I will sleep well tonight knowing that I've got at least one vote. You know, I don't need them all, but I got to get at least one. It's a start. I got a friend in Charlotte. All right, beautiful. Awesome. Any thoughts or questions or anything on that to close that loop before we hit the lightning round and I give you the chance to share some of your wisdom with the world?
No, man. You were spot on, man. I'm ready.
All right. Let's hit it. As you are probably familiar with, I'm going to ask three quick questions and do our best to get the most of William's brain power out into the universe in the shortest amount of time. Question number one, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received, either personally or professionally?
Well, from my late grandfather, he always taught us growing up that anytime you're given a task, do it right the first time, because if you think you can rush through it and kind of do a half-butt job, then you definitely won't have time to do it a second time.
I couldn't agree with that more. So many people feel like, yeah, I don't have time to do this right. Well, you definitely don't have time to do it again then. So like, figures either don't do it or do it right. But if you don't have time to do it right, you definitely don't have time to do it again. That is, it seems common sense, but so many people don't get that. Well played, William. All right, question number two. And I know you've been doing this 14 years, so it's going to be hard to pick the biggest. But what's the biggest mistake you made in the cleaning business so we can all learn from you?
Oh man, that's a tough one. I've done stupid with zeros on the end of it.
That's a Dave Ramsey saying.
It is. It definitely is. I would say one of the biggest mistakes that I've made with this company is I was late to the table with delegating. I didn't trust people enough. I never really built a big team because I did not entrust that they could do what I could do, and I was under the misnomer that I was this world's greatest cleaner, and I'm not. You know, there's people that can clean better than me, but just so happens I teach them the system that we use, and they're even better. Like some of our cleaners now, our team members now, they actually, I look at them and I'm like, man, they remind me of me, you know, 10, 14 years ago type deal, you know. But just not delegating.
That's my favorite.
Not delegating.
One, because you kind of admit something that's a big deal. Please, Clean Nation, learn from that. Don't wait 14 years in to figure this out. Two, you're not just saying, yeah, I suck at this and I guess I'll never delegate. That's what we talked about. So A, you've hired someone. You're really working towards moving in that direction. And I think people can learn from you. I think there's the bulk of people out there probably are spending way too much time doing $10 an hour tasks and haven't thought about hiring someone from the Philippines to help them. So I love that not only have you made that mistake, but you're not still making, or if you are making that mistake, you're making it in a much better, more efficient way than you were before. And I have a feeling if I called you in 5 years, you'll be doing better still.
Sure. Well, that's the plan. That is definitely the plan.
All right. Yeah. Well, it's a date. We'll talk in five. You'll be episode number 1000 or whatever. All right. So what's one idea Cleaning Nation can put into practice right now? Something very simple to implement that will improve their lives or their business, even if just a little bit.
I would say, and I'm speaking this is just specifically for me, I would say trust in the systems. So if you are doing something as simple as even hiring someone, I say simple, which it can be tedious, but if you're hiring someone, find a system from somebody like the guy I'm talking to right now, Mike, who has great systems, and find that system and just use it because it's proven. You know, like the information that you give us, it's not like you just woke up one day and jotted something down. These are actual proven. There's experience behind it. There's sweat equity behind it. Like, you've done this. So use that system. And if that system doesn't work for you, find another system, but just make sure that you have a system. Don't just fly by the seat of your pants. Like, just make sure that you have a system in place for hiring, for client retention. There's so many systems that you can implement that just make the day-to-day business just go so much easier. You're sleeping here.
William, I could not agree more. And again, lest it sounds self-serving, let me encourage you on that without, you know, pumping my own thing. So yes, do I think the Clean Profit Method is the absolute best system in the face of the earth to grow a seven-figure business? Yes, yes, 1,000 times yes. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com for all the information you need on everything that we do. That said, some of you are going to go, that's not for me. Totally fine. There's other ways to skin the cat. I'm not the only guy that's done this on the face of the earth. But the key is, don't go, well, because that's not a fit, I'm not going to do anything. Find someone that has gotten the results that you want to get, ideally repeatedly, right? Because it's only a system if you can do it over and over, not just, you know, getting lucky once. And if they have a system they're willing to share with you for money, for nothing, for whatever, you got to have a system, because you got a system now. And if it's getting you the results that you want, then keep going. If it is not getting you the results that you want, find someone that has gotten the results that you want, pay them whatever you can afford and they'll take to have them help you walk through it. But you've got the quality of the system is the quality of the results. So please, please, please don't hear, you know, and again, it's not like William, I talked before and he's just saying these nice things, hopefully because he's getting value. But again, this isn't about the Clean Profit Method, although it's fantastic. It's about growth. And again, if my system ain't the right system for you, that's fine, but don't use that as an excuse to do nothing. We've got to make sure that you you're intentionally doing something. All right, William, thank you so much for joining us. I really dig your vibe, your story, your desire to grow. I appreciate you. I know Cleaning Nation appreciates you. Cleaning Nation, if you want to check out William's show notes page and all the systems that we talked about, the Clean Profit Method, our live events, everything you need to grow your cleaning company, it's all at growmycleaningcompany.com, www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now. I will see you there.
Congratulations! You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer Natalie at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.